Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At 97.3. Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh my God. Just when you think it's never going to happen, it happens, people. The Friday arrives, the weekly holiday. Hello, Vincent.
Good morning.
Any big plans for our vacation?
Nope.
Really? Hey, nothing?
Speaking of, weren't you supposed to take some trip?
I was supposed to.
What trip got canceled?
A couple trips got canceled.
The Alaska one.
Well, that one got canceled.
Yeah, that was like a
long ago.
Right.
And that was never going to happen anyway. No, we were supposed to go to England first. And then my son got this internship. And we were like, oh, well, that went up in the air. And then it got too late. And then we were going to rent an RV. And do a road trip. But my son has decided he's going to go visit his friend in Texas. So it's just me and John all week. So excited.
You guys don't want to go do that yourselves, huh?
We would do it ourselves. But also I guess she's my first cousin once removed. My cousin Tucker's daughter and her friend are running the SF Half Marathon next weekend.
Oh,
so they're
wow.
staying. They're going to stay with us. So we're just like, you know what? The hell with it. We have a lot of work to do around the house and... You know, we are building a studio after all.
Is that right?
Yes! It's going to be so awesome. I'm getting giddy over it. John spent like 2 hours at Bananas yesterday. Ding, ding. Shame. He was over getting a bass amp. And he and Alan are just... I mean, they're just... Alan is like a gear guy, you know?
He owns a music store.
But he's like into the whole like studio setup thing. He's like fully... He's just such a geek about it.
Before he bought Bananas, that's what he did.
Right. Yeah. On tour with people, right?
Yeah, he would go and set up live sound for bands. That's why he's in with the guys from Journey. And
even some of the stuff that's just since the last time we built a studio, which was in 04, the advancements are so crazy. Like, we used to have this... I don't even know what you call it, like an octopus cable. It's a huge, long cable that we had to, like, you know, build a channel for and run part of it underneath the house. And
Jesus.
To get the mics over to where we wanted them to be from where the board was. So that came up, and it's this huge thing, and you plug all the mics into it. And John's like, well, okay, so I guess I got to order an octopus. He goes, oh, no. You need an Ethernet cable. He goes, what, one for each mic? He goes, no, you need one Ethernet cable now.
For all of them.
And all these new boards that they have, you can remotely run them from your iPad. Like, you can be the drummer in the band and go, oh, I think the guitar player's a little hot, and pull him down on your iPad. It's crazy
wow.
how much advancement there has been. And I think we might do... You ever watch that show Live from Daryl's House?
No, I haven't. I watch a lot of Access... where they have the bands playing, but...
It's a web show, right? Yeah. I don't know if it was ever on TV. Mm-hmm. But like Matt Nathanson, for instance, did one. And basically, you'd go to his... And I don't think he owns this one anymore.
Matt Nathanson did one?
And it was so good. Oh my God, the CeeLo one is amazing.
No, forget about CeeLo.
There's a zillion of them.
Matt Nathanson got to go to...
travels to... And this is... I want to say it was in like upstate New York or
yeah.
someplace like this. So snowy... It's a blizzard. Matt Nathanson gets there. They come in. They all have a big dinner together. Him and Daryl and Daryl Hall and all the guys in the band.
Wow.
And then they've learned a couple of Matt's songs. And Matt's learned a couple of their songs.
So fun.
And then they, in this like gorgeous lodge, they perform. And they would, you know, take the good parts and put it up on the internet. And it was called Live from Daryl's House or something along those lines.
That sounds right.
And that's always been my dream.
That is huge.
Oh, God. I know. He was great on it, too, Vinny. Great on it.
Matt is so cool.
Yes.
He's such a cool hang.
He's just funny and fun.
And while he's obviously super talented and he's done a bunch of shows for us, and I'm clearly aware of him being... He's a star.
A superstar.
And yet, I don't know how widely known he is. If you go to Iowa, does a guy in Iowa go,
know
oh, Matt Nathanson? Yeah.
I don't know. Like, how big of some, like,
he's
for us,
definitely
those
underrated
songs have been
for
hits.
Sure. And when I think of him, I go, oh, he lives where I grew up. That's so cool. Like, ah. Oh.
So, anyway, I'm surprised, but I shouldn't be. I'm sure it was better than probably many of them.
Oh, yeah. It was one of the very best ones I've ever seen.
He's just a good hang.
Excellent.
And you know,
he's right. He's
everything.
Super fun, mm-hmm. and he's, you know, total fan of that era of music,
and
too.
His like, hair.
His giant hair. But so we were talking to Alan about, like, well, we're, you know, wouldn't that be so fun if we could do something like that? Because we have these nights where everybody learns, like, we go, okay, it's going to be, it's a Beatles night, or it's a 70s night, or it's, you know, whatever
so
it is.
Neat.
It's really cool. And we, you know, between the four or five of us, we come up with a bunch of songs that we all like from those eras, and everybody has to learn them. And then it's just so funny when you get together and play the songs. So it would just be super fun, blah, blah, blah.
No, anyway. I think it's amazing, and I love you so much. I love you for doing that.
Oh,
that's so great.
Well.
No, I think it's so neat. Like, even Vinny's on his guitar.
I know.
And I just, like, oh, I love you guys so much for doing that. I
well,
wish
music
I had
is
that
awesome.
Stuff in me to do that. When we were kids, my brother played the drums. My other brother played guitar. I did a piano, and it was just like, and then I lost it. Never went back to it. And
yeah,
my
I have a keyboard laying around
guitar.
That I'll let you. You can have a keyboard to play during the afternoon.
Yeah.
And you love singing. Listen, I think music's in everybody. In damn near everybody.
We're
anyway.
Not all that good, Sarah.
Nobody, yeah. you don't. That's the thing. You don't have to be that good to still get real enjoyment out of it. Look at you. Every time you have a drink or two, we start singing like, some songs,
and
you are in it.
As encouraging as you are, we've also heard you go, oh, that was a clam. You're like, Jesus.
Well, a lot of times I'm saying that was me who did the clam. Yikes.
But anyway, one
I
of the things
that
that's,
love it. Yeah.
that's interesting about what you're doing is there are still a lot of people and who just are old school. And there's an ad. I want to say it's an ad, or maybe it was an Instagram post, but it was like John Mayer,
yeah,
at his house,
yeah.
And there are
sounds.
There are chords, like guitar chords, and snaking the entire floor of this room,
right?
Almost to the point where you would.
It's laughable.
The only way I can explain it is you'd have to pick up a chord and follow it, get it under stuff to know where it went actually goes to before. You know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't pull it the chord to pull it out because you'd never know where that came from.
Right, exactly.
You'd have to find it and go, I know where.
Follow it.
Mark.
And the more you use a studio, the more twisted those things get. So everything you can do to get the origin points established.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to not have to snake them. Because another thing that a lot of people do is they run the cords across the floor and then they throw a rug. They tape them down and throw a rug
right.
over it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, it's a fine way to chord manage. And you can mark on the tape what chord is what. But they get so twisted up on the other side. And we're not only going to have a PA system, but we're going to have a monitor system. So that's
Jesus.
Two whole separate systems, mm-hmm. plus a podcast area dedicated. What? So that's going to, I know. Oh my God, Bryn. We were geeking out so hard yesterday over the setup of this thing. It is going to be magnificent. I cannot wait to welcome people into my home via
YouTube.
I want to
be
YouTube.
A guest.
Oh my God, of course you can. We'll learn Seven Bridges Road for you that day. That was
oh, so
a
you're going to have a concert YouTube channel.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know what we're going to do, but we want to wire it so we can have video too. Just
wow.
in case. I'm going to tell John. We got to learn that today because I'm going to hang out with you tomorrow.
I know.
For no reason. No reason. We're just hanging out tomorrow.
No, we'll just sing songs.
We got a suite, so you got to come up to my place and we're going to.
I'm there.
Yeah. Oh, definitely there will be some song singing to
mm-hmm.
be done.
Mm-hmm.
Vinny, we're going to sneak you away from whatever you're doing. Oh, yeah. Oh,
wait.
Here we go.
No, don't.
Here it is.
There are stars in the southern sky.
Hey, Yuse, can you turn me off over there?
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah, I got you.
I was queuing it up.
It.
And then.
Okay, I got you down. Okay, do it.
Here it is.
There
go, Yuse.
There is moonlight and moss in the trees. And there's seven bridges rolling.
Right, you're going to have to take the lead here because this is an instrumental track here.
Oh,
right?
I don't know. I forgot the rest.
Oh, this is the karaoke?
This is the karaoke version of it.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know the rest.
All right.
Boy, I don't think I've ever heard you break into song like this before.
I love it so much. It's so beautiful.
I feel like I haven't even heard that song.
I agree with you. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't know this song. But we've listened to it a few times. It's hard because you need like
four
voices.
Yeah, there's a lot going
on.
Exactly. But it's just so beautiful. And if you heard the boys do it, the Eagles
do it.
Do
they do it a cappella?
They do it. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Before, that's what they warm up to. They used to warm up to before the concert. And they just start going, and it's just like, oh, my God, that's amazing. It's beautiful.
Oh, Yuzi.
I love it so much.
I can tell. You almost look like you're going to cry.
I would, because it's so beautiful.
Well, anyway, we're definitely going to... I'll lean on John today. We'll listen to that a bunch of times on our way down to someplace we're going.
Word Is that the acapella one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is moonlight in the trees. Down the seven bridges roll.
I think everyone should sing. I love when Vinny sings. I love when Yuzi sings. It feels so good. Oh, yeah. What is this, Pentatonix version?
It's the Eagles.
That's nice. Oh, my God. So, that's...
So, what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, nothing. Oh, just one little thing.
Yeah.
Gonna go get a hotel somewhere.
We'll hang out. Yeah,
We'll just hang out together. I'm just gonna come and see you. Yeah. And now he's gonna maybe swing by Vinny's house.
Oh, can I come? I want to come.
Oh, yeah. You can come. Yeah. Oh, sure.
And Vaughn?
Vaughn,
you
want to come too? Let's
make it a party.
Great. Fantastic.
Yeah, a whole party.
Yeah. We'll grab you, Vinny. Get you away from whatever you're doing.
We'll drag you away from those girls.
Sure.
I don't know what anybody's talking about.
Just a little fun time. I guess Hooman will be there.
Oh.
Will he?
Wait.
Does he have a
back,
doctor's
though,
note
back.
For that?
Well, he's not going to be able to dance or anything. If there is dancing at whatever we go to, we'll put him in a comfortable chair. He can lean over. He can kneel in a chair and lean over the back of it with his butt in the air as he does. It's a good look. Solid look. Yeah.
We had a discussion yesterday after the movie review. He was like, dude, I didn't know you're going to bring up the balls thing about the Lions.
He said that?
Yeah.
So weird, dude.
I
noticed it immediately.
Vinny's face was priceless yesterday. Vinny's like, what balls?
You'd think he's doing... I actually believe you could only do that on purpose.
The way he
just steps in it every time.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting
because he didn't mention it to me in the movie.
He didn't or he did?
During the movie...
He's like, where are their balls?
That wasn't supposed to be part of the review, and he was like kind of shocked that I brought it up. He was like,
that was the best part,
by
the way.
Oh, you threw him a curveball. Yeah. That wasn't on his script. And by the way,
Bryn.
There's a lot of script jokes around here, but he actually does have a script for that movie review.
Oh,
he writes it.
He basically writes your answer for it, too.
Yeah. He tells
you what to say.
Yeah. Well, look, you know, bit of a control freak. Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Whatever.
That is funny.
This is the last day before our vacation, though.
I'm feeling
feeling groovy.
I'm driving in going, I just want to make a U-turn. And I love this place.
Yeah. I know.
It
makes me feel kind of guilty how bad I want to go on vacation right now.
I love you guys so much, but I want to get away from you
I'll see you tomorrow.
Much.
Thank you.
And we're back.
Yeah. We just need a break from each other. It's not from each other, though. I mean, you guys are almost solace for me. You're a port in the storm.
It's the corporate grind.
Don't.
How was your blood test yesterday, Sarah?
You couldn't eat for all that time.
Oh my
Did
God.
You make it?
So I barely.
Thank you, God.
So barely I made it. And so the girl came over our house, you know, phlebotomist.
Uh-huh.
She took blood. She took all the blood pressure. We have to answer a million questions. And then she did an EKG on us. We which is hot. You get to lay there and they kind of feel around
your
boobs.
You're old
so
now.
Let me ask you a question. I don't understand. Did you find some magic better insurance company that does this special come to your house thing, or do they
all
do that?
No, they do that. We had that when we first, 20 years ago, we got a term life insurance policy, and that just ran out. So now we're doing another one with a different company.
Can you say?
I don't know what company it is. It might be AAA. Could that be?
I don't know.
Sure, yeah.
Whatever, it's another 20-year term.
Okay.
So they set up, there are people who rove around and they've got all the kits and they come to your house and they...
Mobile unit.
Yeah, they, you know, lady and basically works when she wants to and goes and administers these tests.
The idea behind a term life is that they sort of gauge your health.
Yes.
Charge you a fee based on whether or not they think you're going to live to the end of that thing.
Right. Or they won't even give it to you. If they think that you, they're like, no, we can't do a 20-year term with you. You've got this, this, and this.
And that means they'll be likely to have to pay it out.
Right.
So they don't want it.
And I think that...
bogus.
So you're gambling against them whether or not you can live this thing.
Right. Well, you actually...
That's so awful.
I know, isn't it? But yeah, we outlived our first one, so that was good, you know. And I'll only be 72 when this one ends. But it's if I died tomorrow, that's it. I'm kind of, like, you know, then John's got some money and doesn't have to. You know, it's just about
just in casers.
It's just in casers, but
exactly.
It's like, you know, you're just not equipped to deal with stuff like that sometimes. And you know, to have some money come in and be like, okay, I don't have to worry for a minute. You know, even a long minute.
Yeah.
But so we got a different policy. This one's, I'm telling you, it's like a third of what the company we just finished our 20-year policy was, because they dinged me. Oh, I still don't have that money back.
Oh, that's too bad.
I know. Oh, yeah.
Well, they lost your business.
Well, that's for sure. Well, they lost it anyway, because they, you know, the next round was going to be I think it was actually 10 times more. John went from like $700 a year to $7,000 a year. And they just dipped in and picked it out of our checking account. Which, by the way, is so wrong on so many levels that they can do that. And then when we call them and go, then I got to wait 10 days for my money to come back? What is up with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going on? What, you can just dip, you instantly get your money. But when I'm like, oh, no, you don't. I got to wait.
And fill out. 10 pieces of paper.
10,000 pieces of paper. You wouldn't believe the hoops you have to jump through to cancel that thing.
To get my money back.
I know. He's like, oh, well, there was a box you needed to check on one of the 5,000 things we sent you.
Oh,
I'm like,
bleep you.
I know. I'm like, no, there needed to be an authorization for taking
$12,000
out of my account. When, I mean, honest to God, if I hadn't checked my bank account that day, the number of bounce things that would have happened, and even as it was a freaking scramble. That is just so much goddamn money.
Yeah.
So they took the full amount for the whole 20 years?
No. For 1 year. $12,000 a year for the two of us to continue this.
Insane.
No doubt. Unbelievable. Well, because we had been paying the full amount yearly.
You bitch.
Once a year. And it was, I think I was like $590 and John was like $750 a year, the whole year. So I would pay it once a year in July. And this year, because our 20-year term was up, they're like, oh, here's your new rates, $12,000 out of your bank account. Oh, my God. Oh. I swear to God, I almost had a heart attack. And I might still have one because I'm so mad that I don't have that money right now.
No wonder nobody's got term life insurance. It's too expensive to have it.
It's not that expensive if you get it young. That's what it comes down to. And then the hope is that by the time you're done with that 20 year, now your kids are all fairly grown. And we went ahead and did more because, you know, I don't want to have to... God, I just don't know what I'd do if something happened to John. And it's an insurance policy. That's all. But I'm not going to pay $7,000 a year for it.
I don't know. I mean, as you're doing this game and you're betting against this insurance company that you're not going to live the term and they're betting whether you can live the term, I'd be like, I'm betting I'm going to make it and I'm not going to give you money in the...
Well, it's like mortgages.
In the meantime.
You get mortgages for these 30 years, like... Am I going to live this out?
Yeah,
like,
but at least
happen?
A mortgage you are paying toward a concrete thing. Right.
That's like a savings account, in my opinion.
To me, that's what it is. But you know what? You could walk out and get hit by a bus, you know?
Yeah.
And if that happened, your life is profoundly changed on so many levels. Look, life insurance, you don't get it if you don't want it. It's absolutely 100% optional. Whatever you do, don't buy whole life. Don't do it. Don't do it. Do a little reading on that. Those are those policies you pay in. They're like an investment. You can cash them out any time. But you could pay into that thing for 20 years and get $2,000 back. Like, that's what it's worth at that point. And supposedly it paid. Just look. I'm no whole expert life. On that. It's called a whole life policy.
Got it.
Do not get whole life policy.
No. In fact, listen, let me take you back to the very beginning. Get the book, The 9 Steps to Financial Freedom by Susie Orman.
Yeah.
I read that thing in 1995 or 6 or whenever it was, mm-hmm. and we followed every step in that book. I wouldn't say I'm financially free, but I'm a hell of a lot closer than I was. Really solid, simple advice. The reasons why. That book is absolutely great. I'm sure she's even updated it by now. But damn, like there are massive mistakes that people make. And frankly, I think not having life insurance is one of them. You can get a very inexpensive policy. You just can. I can't, apparently. But other people totally can. Okay.
Do we have a song we're going to play?
We do. We have a song. And it's, listen, tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, whether you believe it or not, like it or not. And so did you reached out to Jane and we're going to...
No, I didn't.
Oh, hurry up and do it.
Well, I did. I mean, I did, but she didn't answer back.
Well, I want to
So let's just play.
I do all moon songs.
I believe she just flew back from Nashville. So mm-hmm. she's probably asleep.
Asleep, right.
So, well, just keep buzzing her.
I'm going to keep ringing. I'll apologize. I'm going to do this now and apologize later.
Yeah.
Which
that's
I
a good
never,
idea.
Ever do.
Listen, I think this was in our system. So it's not like this is an illegal song for us to play or anything.
Bryn put it in.
All right, you guys. Listen, here we go. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here's the first of our moon songs we hope
love
to do
today. Love that pan there.
Oh, my God. This song is absolutely great. 50 freaking years later. Here's Bowie on Alice.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.